Questions and answers. Question. When you mentioned self-love, you said that loving oneself meant no drugs, no gambling, no illicit sex, and no meat eating. Would you please elaborate on the meat eating part? Answer. It's very simple. We all know that the body is greatly affected by what we eat. An animal lives for eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. There's nothing wrong with that, because animals do not seek self-realization. But someone who eats animal flesh takes on some of the animal's qualities, which can interfere with spiritual advancement. In addition, from a nutritional perspective, many experts know that meat is not particularly healthy. From a spiritual viewpoint, one primary concern is the violence involved in animal slaughter. Such violence has a collective karmic effect, creating a strong possibility for violence in human society. In general, cultures with a tradition of vegetarianism display much less aggressive violence. If at all possible, we should encourage our mate to adopt a vegetarian diet. We can make delicious vegetarian dishes to share. When we prepare the food in a loving state of consciousness and offer it to the Lord, the food becomes spiritualized and can be a powerful force for purification. Question. If your mate just becomes more hostile and selfish whenever you try to be unselfish, what should you do? Answer. If you have a partner like that, you do not really have a mate. A mate means a match, someone who complements you. If a man continues to exploit a woman who is trying to be more loving and concerned, she must realize that she is not in a functioning relationship. The more she tries to become spiritual, the more her mate acts to discourage her. She may have to find someone else, or it may be her karma in this lifetime not to have a physical mate. Some people in this life may not be destined to have a partner. This does not have to be a major issue, because most of us do not remain in these physical bodies very long. Instead of lamenting the situation, we can use the time to do intense spiritual work and get ourselves ready for our next steps. As we become more balanced, we will experience greater love for a growing number of people anyway. Then we will find fulfillment from these genuine relationships. Question. An attractive member of the opposite sex will always turn my head. How can I get beyond seeing someone as just a body? Answer. If we play the body game, we are eventually going to be disappointed, because our partner's body is inevitably going to change. So is our own. If a relationship is based on appearances, then before long we will become disgusted, because the youth of the physical body does not last. People are always changing form, although we do not often realize it. For example, someone we love may have an accident and lose a limb, or a loved one may start growing old. The person we were attracted to originally now looks completely different, with less hair and more fat. Actually, the individual has taken on a whole new body. Sometimes we may be tempted to think, that's not the one who attracted me, that's a different person altogether. If a relationship is just based on superficial appearances, or on how sweetly, poetically, and glibly we speak to our partner to cover up our inner emptiness, there can be no deep, genuine connection. Love must be beyond physical attraction. Sometimes relationships are on such a bodily platform that as soon as there is no physical contact, conflict arises, without the parties even knowing why. They just experience great tension and anxiety as soon as the touching game stops. Unfortunately, one day our senses and our lover's senses are not going to be the same. What will become of our relationship if it is merely based on sexual stimulation? If the relationship becomes empty, do we decide that God does not exist anymore? Do we conclude that God does not love us, or that he has cheated us in some way, simply because we are no longer experiencing physical pleasure with our partner? Will we cry out and curse the Lord, or will we try to understand more deeply how the situation can be an expression of his love?